Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history as it's being made. And we are also giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. And if you're the third caller, stay on the line and give Evan your best address. We're going right to the news. A lot of it. There's a lot of news. Let's start out with a real odd one, a very odd one. We're going to the state of New York. Rudy Giuliani has a son named Andy. Andy Giuliani thinks it would be a good idea for him, Andy Giuliani, to be the governor of New York. And so he is now exploring and setting up the groundwork to run for governor of New York next year against Andy Cuomo, another Andy, another son of a famous New Yorker, but this time for good reasons. Mario Cuomo was Andy Cuomo's father. He was a governor of New York, was frequently asked to run for president, one of the great governors of New York. Andy Cuomo, his son, has been a very fine governor of New York. Right now, all of the Republicans in the legislature in New York are trying to impeach him, recall him, just like Republicans are trying to get Newsom, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, out, the two biggest governors in the Democratic Party. A lot of Democrats have signed on with the Republicans on the Me Too issue. I think that we're going to want to see factual development of that. Somebody's innocent till they're proven guilty. I do not want to see either Gavin Newsom or Andy Cuomo removed from office. But Andy Giuliani would be a disaster. I mean, it's one thing to say I'm going to run on my father's reputation if your father was Mario Cuomo. And Andy Cuomo worked in the Clinton administration in his cabinet. He had his own credentials. He knew he'd been around before he ran for governor. Andy Giuliani, this is a new country heard from. Nobody ever heard of Andy Giuliani. And I'm not sure how he runs on his father's reputation. His father is being investigated by a criminal grand jury in New York for what he did in Ukraine. His father, Rudy Giuliani, on January 6th, gave a speech right after Trump in which he said we should have trial by combat. In other words, trial by violence. In other words, overturn the election by violence. And the mob stormed up to the Capitol shouting, "Hang Mike Pence," and they set up a gallows. I don't know if you remember that. There was a gallows set up outside the Capitol. They were looking for Mike. If they found Mike Pence with two security guards, they would have dragged him out and hanged him right there. That happened to Marie Antoinette in the Place de Concorde in Paris, France, in the 1790s. I've been to the Place de Concorde, beautiful plaza. Be great, sit there, have a coffee, and look around. Not if you were Marie Antoinette in the 1790s, though. And that would have happened to Mike Pence. And they also roamed the hallway shouting, "Oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy." If they had found Nancy Pelosi, a 100-pound woman, 80 years old, they would have beaten her to death. And this is because Rudy Giuliani said trial by combat, and Donald Trump said, "You are not going to take back your country with weakness," and they tried to overturn the election. So a word, there's a lot of reasons for Andy Giuliani, Rudy's son, not to be governor of New York. For one thing, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know how to be governor of New York. He doesn't have a position. He hasn't done anything. He's running on a celebrity name. But there are celebrities and there are celebrities. Al Capone was a celebrity. But John F. Kennedy was a celebrity. It depends on who your father is. And let me tell you something else. I don't care who your father is. This is America. We do it on merit. Franklin Roosevelt's kids tried to run for office. James Roosevelt, one of them actually got elected to Congress a little bit, but you can't fool all the people all the time. He did not have his father's ability. And so this business of now that works in Hollywood, though. Hollywood actors and actresses are very skillful in getting their kids in, and frequently their kids are good actors and actresses, but not like their parents. However, in politics, you know, this isn't the House of Lords. And in merry old England, they have two houses. They have the Parliament, which is like our House of Representatives, and the House of Lords. And up until not too long ago, you got into the House of Lords if you were an inherited aristocrat. If you were the Earl of something or other, or the Duke of something, or the descendant of them, no matter what you'd accomplished, what you'd done, what you knew, what you didn't know. And you got to pass on legislation. In the late 19th century, the Parliament passed Irish Home Rule, which would have forestalled a lot of the problems of the 20th century, and the House of Lords vetoed it. And these were just landed aristos that went back hundreds of years. Well, we don't have that here. We have an elected Senate. And you got to do it on your own. And yeah, there's dark money, and yeah, there's some kids that run because their fathers ran, but you don't just inherit the seat. So, you know, frankly, if Andy Giuliani runs against Andy Cuomo, I hope he does. He's going to get creamed. He'll get creamed 3-1, at least 2-1. I mean, Andy Giuliani is going to have a very, very hard time criticizing Andy Cuomo for anything, personal life, anything else. I mean, he is descended from Rudy Giuliani. And I don't know if you saw the movie Borat's subsequent movie film. It's a very funny movie. But Rudy Giuliani has a very unfortunate part in it at the end. So I think that if Andy Giuliani tries to throw stones, he lives in a glass house. And clips of that and a lot of other things have come out. Anyway, you're on notice. Keep an eye on New York. Gubernatorial race going to be coming up in a year. Gubernatorial race coming up. Andy Giuliani against Andy Cuomo. My own guess is that Andy Giuliani won't get Schneider. There'll be a primary. Donors are not going to get behind him. But he's floating it, and stranger things have happened. Larette Trump is running for the Senate in North Carolina. She's Eric Trump's wife. She's not even a Trump. She's a Trump by marriage. And all of her platform, her whole platform is sucking up to Trump. You know, I adore Trump. My father-in-law, what a wonderful man. I will be exactly like him. She thinks that's going to play in North Carolina. Well, it's not going to play in North Carolina. First of all, she'll have a Republican primary. Secondly, if she gets it, it's a great chance for the Democrats to pick up Senate seat. Senator Burr, Republican, is not running for re-election. He's one of the senators that voted to convict Donald Trump, on the impeachment over the insurrection on January 6th. He did not vote to convict him on the Ukraine impeachment. Chickened out on that one. But Burr did the right thing on the insurrection impeachment, voted to convict, now apparently can't run again, or doesn't want to run again. So are we going to get stuck with Larette Trump as senator from North Carolina and Andy Giuliani as governor of New York? I hope not. I do not think we will. Larry Trump has absolutely no connection whatsoever to North Carolina. She was apparently born there, but she got out as quick as she could. And she has no political experience or any other experience other than being a Trump sycophant. On the same but sort of a related front, Mike Pence has started a new advocacy group called Advancing American Freedom. It's one of these fake names that's really the contrary of what it says. What he's trying to do is set himself up for the nomination in 2024 by harnessing Trump supporters, even though Trump dissed him to the crowd and they said, hang Mike Pence. You know, so he has a difficult row to hoe. How do you appeal to the 60% of the people who want Donald Trump to be the nominee in the Republican Party? That's a true statistic. 60% Republican Party wants Donald Trump to be the nominee. And many of them in the insurrection shouted, "Hang Mike Pence." Mike Pence is going to come shining around with his hat in his hand saying, "Here I am. Please don't hang me. Please nominate me and elect me." You know, that's a tough sell. Mike Pence is not the most charismatic individual in the world. So good luck to him. And I'm being facetious. Obviously, I don't wish him good luck. But advancing American freedom is the kind of meaningless phrase. American freedom is what characterizes our country. It always has, in spite of Mike Pence, in spite of Donald Trump. And it's what characterizes our leadership around the world. So the fact is that just because he puts this advocacy group out, it's just a sort of a charade to try to give himself a platform, something to do, roam around the country, and then say, "Oh, I'm here for advanced American freedom, and nominate me, nominate me." And okay, go ahead, good luck, try it. It ain't going to work. It ain't gonna work. There are a lot of other people. You know, DeSantis right now is the number two in the polls after Trump himself to be the nominee in 2024, governor of California. I've already talked about him in other shows. He's the guy that sent the cops to the home of the whistleblower, the woman who found out he was lying about COVID statistics. She simply sent an email with the correct statistics in her own health department. And for that, he claimed that she used unauthorized use of a group email, and she's now being charged with a felony. This is an authoritarian guy. It's an authoritarian state under him. And the thing about Florida is very diverse. I mean, there are lots of people from all over this country in Florida and lots of different groups, and they're not going to put up with authoritarianism. They're not going to put up with authoritarianism. Plus, the guy, you have to have a little personality in this business. You look at Reagan. I thought George W. Bush was a terrible president. At least occasionally he'd smile or whatever. This guy is really dour, the Undertaker. He knocks on the door with a long black top hat and, he scrunches up. Nobody's going to be wanting to see this guy, believe me, on the news at all, much less every night. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Real and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. A roll over Beethoven. A roll over Beethoven.